ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد أيها الإخوة الأكرام في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم استقبل ابن أم مكتوم يوم وهو أعمى رواه أبو داود رواه أحمد وأبو داود ونحوه في الإسلام عن عائشة رضي الله عنها from Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Ibn Ummi Maktum to conspire with him in Medina, Ya Ummu Nas, didn't he think of his salah, wa huwa ma'amma, and was a blind man. Imam Ahmad recorded it, likewise Abu Dawud. What are the benefits deriving from this hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Amru ibn Ummi Maktum to describe him in Medina? Firstly, to benefit that if the imam is not asked, it's permissible for him to ask somebody to take control. As the Prophet of Allah wa alayhi wa sallam did here. And there are many ahadith or many incidents where the Prophet of Allah wa alayhi wa sallam was not around and some companions asked him in this, like when he was away, that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked him to be put in Salah. When he was away, that Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhu asked him to be put in Salah. There are cases like that, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not around, and some profound actors in the leaders of the people in Salah. So this tells us that if the imam is not armed, somebody will recognize him in order to lead the people in Salah. And if it is bound for Salah, the people should not wait for the imam as long as the time for the Salah has come in. So if they are afraid that the time will go out, because the practice of the Prophet of Allah together with the companions is that whenever it is time for Salah or it was time for Salah, they will not delay the Salah waiting for the Imam. They will pray as it happened when the Prophet of Allah was not at it. And as God of Allah said to Bilal, Bilal said to him that, should I make Adhan? And he would. And so that you can reach the people in Salah. Likewise, the Prophet Allah was not around. It was time for Salah. Abdurrahman ibn Awf asked the people in Salah. And when the Prophet Allah came, he met them in the second rak'ah of Salah to Sukhi. He was on the journey. He met them in the second rak'ah of Salah to Sukhi. He met them in Rukur. And he joined them in Rukur. And after it, they had completed the Salah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rose and brought the remaining rak'ah. dans le pays. Raka dans le pays. So, le Prophète sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a Amr bin Umm Maktoum to the lightning wife of the week to a windfall of Allah. And he left Amr bin Umm Maktoum behind. There should be one to keep the people's Salah. Likewise, he also said you will be good among the people who are behind. Most of those who are behind were women and some other people who could not participate in the battle. Secondly, the also benefit that there is nothing wrong with the blind man keeping the Salah. Scholars, they disagree on this. They all agree that the blind man can eat, but which is better? For a blind man to eat, or for somebody who has not lost his sight to eat, which is better? Some of the scholars, they watch that it is better for a blind man to eat because he will not be able to see evil things. You will be able to lower his gaze and things like that. So the case of lowering of his gaze is not yet because it will not be all the patient. So there will be more concentration in the Salah where the blind man is. The other scholar said it is better for somebody who has not lost his sight to lead him, because that will save him from incurring najasa. Take for instance, if the blind man is, his clothes or his garment may have caught one thing or the other, will not be able to detect that. And you know the role that cleanliness plays in Salah. So in that case, why to be a blind man and a man who has no longer sight, you will be able to detect that. So scholars will look at it from these two angles. But the most important thing is that the blind man can lead. What is the evidence? The evidence is the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he left Amr bin Umm Maktoum behind in order to lead the people in Salah. Don't forget that this same Amr bin Umm Maktoum was one who was calling his second Adhan. That he said that in the Bilal, he has been known in the فَكُلُّ وَشْرَبُ حَتَّى الْمَدِّينَ in the Umm Maktoum. Bilal called the Adhan at night. Continue to eat, drink, until Ibn Umm Maktoum calls the Adhan. The narrator said, وَكَانَ لَا يُؤَذِّنُ حَتَّى يُقَالَ لَهُ أَصْبَحْتَ أَصْبَحْتَ. Do not make his own Adhan. Continue to set it and watch if it's okay. If it's okay, then you call Lord, you call him. For this reason, we say that it is permissible for a blind man to be an imam, it is also permissible for a blind man to also be a muhasib. Let's say the fact that the calling of the adhan has to be what thing of mind. The one who wants to call the adhan should be able to detect the cook, the final result. The one who wants to call the Adhan must know that the son has moved away from the region before he can call the Adhan to soak as possible. Likewise, he must know that the shadow is equal to the object after the people come out. He must also know that the son has dead. You must also know that what the early twilight has disappeared. These are values with which you recognize, with which you live your Adhan. How can a black man not do this? The Prophet of Allah means a black man in Muhammad. That should be rely on some other people. So those who have the cause, those who have the life, rely on them. Not as no time for the other. And that means that once, if you don't know something, there is nothing wrong in you in life of somebody who knows. Get the information on that thing. Then if the person sees you without information, you can now execute it. But the person is what? There's a life. So if it is about with respect to Azra that has to do with knowing the sign, then what will it say about being an imam whose part is not as what? Difficult as that of Muhammad. So, Amr ibn Umm al-Maktoum was the Muhammad of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also gave the imam while he was away. So this is not all those who say the black man cannot be an imam or cannot be a muhaddith, because you have claimed in the service of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he can be a muhaddith as well as an imam. ونحو لابن شيبان عن عائشة. And similar thing was reported by ابن شيبان from عائشة رضي الله عنها. وعن ابن عمر from عبد الله بن عمر قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said صلوا على من قال لا إله إلا الله وَضَمُّ خَلْقًا قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ Pray for the man who says, لا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ Give it that name. And pray the man any person that says, لا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ رَوَانُ الدَّارُقُطْنِي إِلَهُ إِلَهُ دَارُقُطْنِي reported with a weak shape. Not the hadith is ضعيف as scholars of hadith have said. For the meaning is correct. Because we ask for other ahadith that are authentic, that establish similar things. Here for instance, as long as somebody has not become the castle, you can simply on such a person. Although somebody they do not be whose nifaq is not known, you are not asked to investigate whether the person is a monarchist or not. That is not your task. As long as the person dies as a Muslim, the way you see it, you are not the Salah on that person. Unless if it's nifaq is something that is known, that becomes commonplace, in that aspect, there is such a person dropped in the castle that is known, not the monarchist. The monarchy is somebody whose evil deeds, whose wrong agenda you want to do. It will relate to you with good things in the open. But typically, the good things are not within the agenda. First of all, it's the monarchy. So for all that you do not know that the doctor and so secretly, you both you to give them on what is apparent to you. And you feel also supportive when you die. Like that somebody who is sinful, say somebody who commits some sins other than kufu. You know that this person commits sins other than kufu. Such a person if you die, you want to watch the observed Salah on him or a car. Because the person is still a Muslim, it's not a car. Now those who are scholars or people of honor, they refrain from praying on such a person, not because it is haram, but because